Welcome to the Sparkening Podcast.
This is an episode you're not going to want to miss. In this episode, I'm going to talk about what CRO is and what are some of the top strategies for conversion optimization that can make your website go to the next level. So stick around. What's up, everybody? What's good? I hope that you're having a great day. Hope that you're ready to learn some amazing tactics about CRO, conversion optimization. We're going to learn first what it is, and then why it's important, and then I'm going to give you some specific strategies to improve the CRO on your website so you can get more sales immediately from very, very minimal changes. So let's get right into it. CRO is one of those things in marketing. It's one of those concepts, principles that is very, very misunderstood or not understood at all. There are a lot of people that have never heard of CRO. Now, I'm guessing that everybody listening to this knows exactly what SEO is, search engine optimization. They know what PPC is, pay per click. They know what all these SMM, social media marketing, they know all of these different acronyms. But do you know what CRO is? And do you know why it's important? So we're going to talk about that for a brief moment so you can get a better understanding of what it is and why you need it. And you're going to realize that you have been missing out big time on one of the most important marketing principles out there. So CRO stands for conversion rate optimization. Basically, what that means is there are things on your website that are hindering users from converting from information seekers to buyers. There are things on your website that could be performing so much better in terms of, you know, maybe it's a button that could be doing so much better just from a little tweaks, or maybe the wording, the messaging is not right. There are very many different things in CRO that can make your website so much better. But the easiest way to think of it is that conversion optimization, or CRO, is basically the combination of SEO and user experience design. It's taking a website and the design elements of a website, the way everything's set up, and combining it with effective search engine optimization to create this website that is powerful enough to properly guide and lead users along a funnel from beginning to end that can help users go from seeking information to actually purchasing your product or service. That's what everything in between relies on good CRO. I'm going to talk about some different strategies that you can employ that are going to vastly improve your CRO. And I think that this is going to be really great for your website. All right. Now that we know what CRO actually is, you're going to get a better grasp of what it is even more as we talk about this. But I'm going to go into some specific strategies. I'm going to give you some secrets that, honestly, it's a big part of what I do as a consultant. This is stuff that makes me money. And I'm going to give these things away for free because I want to help you build your business and improve your website so that it isn't just a place where people go and then drop off, but instead people will go to your website and be enthralled with your content to the point where they actually want to purchase from you, whether it's a product or a service or consulting or whatever it may be. So that said, I want to go through a little bit of my process, and hopefully this will give you some great ideas of things to do on your own website so that you don't have to pay anybody to do this, but you can start seeing more sales, more conversions coming through your website than ever before. So typically, when you're looking at website conversion rates, you're going to be lucky to have anything over 3%. That's kind of the standard on a website. Whether it's e-commerce, SaaS, consulting, it doesn't matter. 3% is typically the above average conversion rate, which means that if 100 people come to your website, only 3 of them are going to convert and become sales. That's pretty bad, right? But that's actually average or above average in most cases for a website, for small business, for big business, whatever. Wouldn't you really want to improve upon that? Now, there's no way that you're going to get 90% conversion rates. That's insane. You're not going to have 9 out of 10 people buy from you when they land on your website, but even if you could increase that number from 3% to 4%, that's an extra sale right there for every 100 people. That adds up very quickly. Let's try to get it up to about 5%, which is typically what my clients are seeing once we go from having the website as it currently is to actually implementing a lot of these recommendations that I'll talk about. It jumps from anywhere from 1% to 5% just immediately from making those changes. I want to help you do the same thing. So if you start at the top of your website, I want to give you a couple of tips that are really going to improve the CRO of your website. And the first thing is that your messaging at the very top in the header, the H1, needs to have a keyword in it, and it needs to be specifically answering the question, who are we and what do we do? If your H1 is just your brand name or a very, very mysterious sentence that people can't understand, nobody is going to care about your message right off the bat. You're losing people instantly when they land on your website. So instead, the ideal thing to do is have an H1 that is descriptive, that tells people what your service is and why it's great. But the trick is it has to be a pretty short phrase. It can't be more than about 70 characters. So you have to be very, very concise in the way that you do this, but it's totally worth it. Next, when you move down, you want to make sure that you have a button. And that is very logical and what most of you probably have right now. But the way that you're using this button is likely not very well thought out. Every element of your website has to be meticulously designed and deliberately placed for conversions, meaning that button at the very top of your website has to respect the prime real estate that it's occupying. Anything above the fold or anything that you see right when you land on a website page, that is the most prime real estate on your website. It's what people are forced to see immediately when they go onto your website. They may not see anything else, but they will guaranteed see that. So are you optimizing to have your most important information, your most important actions that somebody could take on your website right there as they land on the page? And for most people, no, honestly, they haven't thought about that aspect of CRO. So you need to make sure that your button is the right button and it's leading to the right place. And the easiest way to do this is to ask yourself a couple questions. Number one, what is the most important service that we offer? Number two, what is the most important page that service is represented on that we can lead people to? And then number three, what is the most important action that we want people to take? So if you're a plumber, your most important service is to get somebody to contact you for an appointment. If you have a contact page or an appointment page that is specifically designed to capture those people, their information so that you can contact them, that might be a great bet for you as a plumber to lead them to that page right away. Then the button might be something like, contact a great plumber today. Contact a plumber right now. Then it should lead them right there. It should make it very, very easy for these people to find that action that you've determined is the most important action they can take. Now, the reason that the rest of the website exists, especially the homepage, is because not everybody that lands on that page is ready to start buying right now. There are a fraction of people that will be, and you have to be prepared for them by making that available right away. But for the rest of them, you catch their attention by letting them know what services you offer, and then the rest of the page should be deliberately thought out as a way to gradually provide them with more and more important information that ultimately leads them to want your services more than anybody else's. So that's my tip for the homepage. You got to have a great header, a great button, and the rest of the content should flow in a way that builds upon each section, that makes users gain more and more valuable information that actually makes them want to purchase your product or service more and more as they read down the page. Now, another tip here is to use video. Video is increasingly important for conversions because people interact with it at alarming rates. The videos that are viewed on Facebook and YouTube and Instagram and Twitter even, they get so much more engagement than any other kind of post. It's almost laughable. It's at least 4 or 5 times more engagement than just a regular text post because these networks are really hammering home video content. So you need to make sure that on your website, you should have a video of some kind, especially an explainer video, if at all possible, that explains with great video and great animation or imagery, whatever method you're using for that video. It shows exactly what your product or service is and why it's great and some specific features about it in a short explainer video. That is a great way to gain more conversions because people will definitely watch that. Now, these are very simple things, but implemented, they will make drastic changes on your website. You're already getting the traffic that you need, but you're not converting on that traffic. So when you make these small changes, you start getting more and more people that actually click on your buttons, that actually contact you, that actually buy your products or services. You're not going to get 100%, but even if you can get 1% better, over the course of a year, that is hundreds of thousands of dollars potentially that you could be making that you're missing out on right now because of these very small things that you're not doing. The final recommendation that I want to give is, again, about calls to action or buttons. You want to make sure that you are adding buttons in every 2 to 3 sections just so that you're always constantly inviting people to take action on your website. If not, they're going to forget why they're on there in the first place. They're going to get bored and they're going to leave. So the more you can invite them to take action, the more likely they are to actually do that. That's it for today. Hope that that was valuable and that you got something out of that that you could really apply to your own website. Now, just a plug to make sure to follow us. Follow me on Instagram at Blake B. Emmel. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Blake B. Emmel. And also to subscribe to the Sparketing Podcast and the Sparketing YouTube channel. So go to YouTube, type in Sparketing in the search bar, find our channel, and subscribe today so you never miss any more tips or tricks. Have a great day.